You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sarah, do you have things to do today?
I do have things to do today. I'm on my way to work, and I got my garden in finally on a brief break between rainstorms. So I'm going to keep my eye on it. I've got a really brown thumb. I'm trying it. We'll see.
Oh, really? Yeah, you just got to water it, and that's about it.
Make sure you get some sunshine.
Keep the rabbits
in the right
out
spot.
Of it.
Right. You need to do more stuff, like coffee grounds and baking soda, weird stuff. I don't know.
Dump a couple bags of Miracle-Gro soil in there, and you'll be just fine.
You'll be fine.
Till it in.
What do you got in there? What's in your garden?
Some tomatoes and some squash and zucchini and cucumbers and some orange bell peppers. I only like the orange kind, so I only got some.
What is it about the orange ones?
I don't know. I don't like the green for sure. Red is fine, but they just happen to have the orange at the garden center, so that's what I got.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
Is this psychological? Because if we did a blind taste test with you, would you be able to tell the difference between the various colors?
I would be able to know the green for sure. The other ones, I don't know how confident I am. I just always buy the orange.
That's the thing. The red, the orange, and the yellow all taste the same, but the green definitely tastes different.
All right.
Yeah, I don't like the green either. I'm with you. My parents used to order pizzas with green bell peppers on them, and it was the nastiest thing ever.
I like
it. It's so gross.
So gross.
I pull them off, but it makes the whole pizza taste bad.
Yep. Yep, it ruins the pizza. I'm with you. We could hang out, Sarah.
Awesome.
We could hang out on the back porch and eat orange peppers like apples.
I grew up in a partly Italian household, so green peppers were chopped up into a whole lot of things. Little meatballs, spaghetti sauce, and more.
Sarah would leave your family.
Learn to like them before you knew what they were. That's how you have to do it. And it didn't get done like that with me, so I don't like
it. Hey, listen, my son is like you and Jeremy, so...
No good.
He did not inherit that gene. Listen, what else you got to do today besides gardening and work? Anything fun?
No, sometimes we play trivia on Tuesday nights, but I don't know if we'll go tonight. So not that much. My son's
what's your what's your trivia team name?
Last time we didn't really have one. Then before it was Threat Level Midnight from The Office. It just depends on which group of people are there.
That's
one. Okay.
Where do you go to do this?
Usually Siren's Bar in Littleton.
I don't know that one.
All right.
It's nice. Yeah. It's It's by Lockheed, so sometimes the questions are out of my league. But, you know, I can hang usually.
Yes,
if it's culture, I got it.
If it's stuff about missiles, you're out.
That's
right,
fine.
Yeah. Hmm.
I remember one time we went, what's that pub over in the tech center, Jeremy, that I used to like to go to? And I think I dragged you out there before for, what's that pub over next to the Panera there? What's it? Darcy's. Darcy's. I remember going in there one time with a couple of friends. We just wandered in, Sarah, and it was probably, I don't know, 7:30, and we got a table, and we were laughing and having a good time, and all around us, all the tables around are like, shh, 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 and it was like trivia night, and we weren't there to play trivia. We were just there to have, you know, a tasty adult beverage, and all we're getting is shh. I was like,
jeez.
What kind of pub do you go to where you can't talk?
Yeah.
They're serious about it. There's some
there are. Some serious. People are like very serious about their trivia.
You got to focus. Yeah.
So I might have been a bit of a jerk. A couple of times I would just yell out the answers when the trivia guy was doing it because I knew the answers.
Oh, no. Oh,
just
no.
I did that just before we left.
Right. You didn't want to get beat down in the parking lot.
Right. Yeah, that's a serious offense. You can't do that. Like having
by the way, everyone, it's Thomas Edison. Edison, get him! Kick his butt! All right, Sarah, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. And remember, everyone else who's on hold, don't hang up, because we still want to talk to you whether she gets it or not. Your letter is the letter... Which one are we doing? S. As I think we tried... did we try this one the other day?
Sounds a little familiar.
We might have. The letter is S, as in sandwich. S. Five bands or artists. And we just played one. Whose name starts with S. Five bands or artists that start with an S. Ready and Go.
Stevie Wonder, Starship, Britney Spears, Striper.
Man, you got four pretty quickly.
Would we have accepted Britney Spears?
Yeah, I would. First or last name works for me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He just said we just played one.
Yeah, we just played it. Because if first or last name is, you can just say Spears. We know
you're getting a little loose on the answers.
Yeah, a little loosey-goosey, but that's a tough one. I think the artist one is tough.
Shakira and Shania Twain.
There's two more.
Two more.
Man. Thanks, guys.
See you, Sarah.
Sarah, have fun. Good luck if you go to trivia tonight. All the best, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Who is next? It is Annabelle. Hello, Annabelle. Welcome.
Hi.
What are you up to?
Driving back from Blackhawk after taking an Uber passenger up there.
That's a nice little drive.
Yeah, what does that run? What did that net you?
That one from the Lakewood RTD was 25, but like just before that, I went DIA to Breckenridge, and that was 100.
Wow.
My goodness.
Well, you've been all over today.
I really have.
You ever get sick of driving so much?
Yeah, luckily, like, it's just my side thing. I'm in healthcare.
Okay. It's your little side hustle.
Hey, you make some good spending money. Look, you've got probably at least a couple hundred bucks today just from driving people around, right?
Yep.
And
seems pretty.
You get
chill.
To listen to your boys in the morning and just have a good old time.
Have you ever had any really weird passengers?
Yes. I had one that, like, he refused to get in my car because he thought that, like, my car was glowing yellow and the cartel had been in it.
Well, had it.
Was
he correct?
No, he was not.
Okay, that's good. So he was tripping on something, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. God.
Glowing yellow.
I don't think you'd want that guy in your car.
Was it a specific cartel that he was down on or just cartels in general?
Just in general.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's when you drive away. Say, thank you, sir. Have a nice night.
Let me ask you something about that DIA to Breckenridge. What'd that take you? An hour and a half-ish?
Yeah, it's 100 miles in 100 minutes, so hour
Yeah,
and
okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, right. So when you see that one come in, are you kind of happy or are you not?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's just one straight shot up for the most part. You're not having to make a bunch of little runs. It's just like, hey, I'm just going to.
Yeah.
And did that person talk to you or did they leave you mostly in silence?
They slept because it was like 1 a.m.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, even better. So it's nice and quiet.
I like that.
Is that the one you made 100 bucks on?
It is.
Yeah.
Not a bad tip.
Do you, and something like that, do you put on little earbuds and listen to podcasts or audiobook or anything?
Oh, I keep my, like, Bluetooth connected. I just, like, jam out to what I have. And he slept right through, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you had the music playing in the car, and he slept through it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you jamming out to?
Kind of depends. I've been listening to a lot of, like, songs that remind me of my dad, so we're talking like Soundgarden, Metallica, Korn, but he also is like a T-Swizzle fan, so I get a couple of those in there.
We could ride around together. I love all that.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well done. Heck yeah.
The Korn Uber driver.
Let's get corny.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready, Annabelle?
Yeah.
So we were talking about cheese a little. Well, this one is way too easy, but what the heck? We were talking about cheese. Give us five things you traditionally put cheese on. Five things you put cheese on. Ready, and go!
All right. Pizza, sandwiches, crackers, eggs. I put cheese on eggs.
Time's up.
You only
time's
got
up.
Four.
We did noodles or pasta, tacos, or spaghetti, burrito.
Dang.
Darn it, Annabelle, I thought you had it.
Yeah.
I know. It's so close.
I might have jinxed you by saying it was too easy. I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
What the heck? Listen, you drive carefully. Have a great day, okay?
See you too, guys. Bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye. And there she goes. Hey, Michael, what are you doing? Michael, turn your radio all the way down.
Gone.
And hangs up instead. He sat there on hold for
all that time,
about 15 to 16 minutes, and then hung up.
Just a bail over. Overboard.
Kiefer, what are you doing?
Hey, boys. I got a lot of errands going on this morning.
Do you?
Name
like
two
what?
Of them.
Sorry, what did you say?
Name two of your errands.
Two errands. I got to drop the kid off to daycare. I got to go get some breakfast burritos, and then we're moving the house. So, pretty busy
well,
day.
You must that be strong, man, to be able to pick up and move a house.
Oof.
You're a strong man.
Do you even lift, bro? Mm.
From where to where?
So, we got a double move. We got to go from Thornton to Arvada, live with the parents for 2 months, fun time. And we're moving back up to Thornton off of 144th, so...
Oh, yeah. So you got to live with the parents for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, love them. They help with the baby. But, you know, you don't have your own space. It's kind of.
Yeah, you're going to have like a curfew again. Your mom's going to be like, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Although, is your mom a good cook or your dad a good cook? Get some of that.
They are.
Get some of that home cooking.
My dad used that HelloFresh. So with the written recipe, he's great. So off script, maybe not.
So no, your dad's not a good cook.
They're delivering meals
to you.
He makes good dinners as long as it's written out for him.
Right. That's funny. All right.
So what's going on? Are you having a place built, or did the schedule just not work out in terms of one person vacating and another moving? What's the story?
No, it's a new build. So
okay.
It'll be done here in about 2 months. Yep. And we had to sell our house at a certain time because of realty. I don't know.
We had to do that the last time. I'm trying to think of what move that was. But yeah, we had to live with my mother-in-law for like a month and a half, and that was a long month and a half.
Ooh, the in-laws. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. So are you married, Kiefer?
Yes, I am.
Well, your wife is living with her in-laws, so you can't be making sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Is she happy
she's
about
probably
this?
Let you know, too.
So it's different.
Is she upset by this?
Yes and no. Yeah. Like I said, it's easy because we got an extra set of hands dealing with the baby.
Right.
But it's difficult not being in your own space.
Yeah, you guys, you probably won't be able to have relations for a couple months. You know
why?
Because your mom will hear you.
Why?
It's awkward. That's weird.
Oh, please.
That's awkward.
Sitting right next to me too. That's funny.
Yep. She knows.
Who's
sitting
look
next
at
her. She's looking at you right now. Mom. His mom's looking.
Oh, what's your mom's first name?
My mom's name is Shelly.
All right, put Shelly on the phone. Give the phone to her.
All right, here's Shelly.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
So do you get along with your daughter-in-law?
Oh, yes. I love my daughter-in-law.
Well, what else are you going to say right now, right? Of course.
She's the worst. Yeah.
Mm.
You can't say that.
What do you think about your son and daughter-in-law kind of getting freaky under your roof? I mean, is that going to make you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with just the sound of silence with no answer
is that a
whatsoever.
Yes?
That would be uncomfortable.
It is. Yeah, like I said, they're not going to be
able
to do
this. Are you expecting them to abstain for 2 months while they live with you?
No, but when I'm not in the house, then, you know, hey, what happens in the house?
Have at it. Okay, you don't want to be home, though. Is there any, like, rooms that would be off limits or couches?
Probably the downstairs couch.
The downstairs. That's the nice.
They
that's the nice Davenport.
They moved their bed and everything into the house, so they've got their own room.
Their own space. Okay.
Let me ask you something, and you can be honest here. Is Kiefer a bit of a mama's boy? That's
well,
a yes.
He used to be. No. He used to be. I don't think you're mama's boy anymore.
Okay.
Yes, Mom, you're right.
I think he's a little bit. I'm getting the whiff of him being a bit of a mama's boy.
He's a bit, but not a Jeremy mama's boy.
Oh, not that okay. bad. Huh? Dang, yeah. harsh.
Harsh. Jeremy sets the bar, you know. I don't know if that would be considered setting it low or high.
I think it's a good thing. Yeah. Does he talk to you every day? Well, he will be now, but...
No. We don't talk every day.
Oh, okay.
Day,
no. Oh, see, yeah, so he is
I talk
not
to my mom
Jeremy's
every day, at least like 30 minutes.
My God.
Every day. Just checking in.
That's a pathological condition there.
Saying, hey.
All right, well, Shelly, do you want to play Rattle Off or do you want Kiefer to play Rattle Off?
Kiefer's going to play Rattle Off.
If he doesn't get it, then you've got to come back on the phone and try it, all right?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Well, and no helping him, all right? There's no helping.
Okay.
All right, hand the phone back to him.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Hand it back to that old horn dog.
Hey.
There he is.
Stay off of the couch in the basement, Kiefer.
Don't do it on the couch, all right?
Oh, gross.
Listen,
that's the one you were eyeing, too, I bet.
As soon as your mom and dad are out of the house, you guys are making a beeline to the basement. You're not fooling me.
I dare you to do it in your mom's bed.
$100, man. $100.
That's so weird. No.
Oh, come on. I'm into that.
Yeah, he's a mom's boy. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Your mom can't help you, though, okay?
All righty. She can't hear, so that's fine. Let's do it.
Well, just don't repeat out loud what your category is. 10 seconds. Five things that you might see when you go scuba diving. Five things you would see when you're scuba diving. Ready?
Okay.
And go!
Other scuba divers, fish, rocks, coral, shark, seaweed, seashells. I think that's enough.
That's enough.
I think you're a
winner.
Winner!
Your mom's off the hook. She doesn't have to play.
Yeah, she's fine.
You're off the hook. You're off the hook.
She was freaking out.
Hey, listen, Kiefer, in July, your boys in the morning are going to be up in Thornton where they eat their dead. So be sure you stop by and say hi, okay?
Will do, for sure.
All right.
For sure. Listen, you stand by, and we'll come back and tell you about that prize, okay, buddy?
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Hold on.